Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, I just tweeted this out. I'm going to repeat it. And I want texts and calls reacting to everything that came out today and everything that's been coming out for years and years. And just for the love of God, if you're going to send me a text, oh, about time you get to it. We talk about it incessantly. And when Andy Luger was the U.S. attorney for the state the second time, I'm pretty damn confident in the statement that he wasn't on any other show more than he was on this show. Now, after, he's on here a lot. He's on with my former partner a lot, and Dan and Andy are great. I think he's great here, right? So the idea that we have not talked fraud on this show, if you're really going to go there, just it's not true. Save it. You know, when some people are, oh, about time the Minnesota media talks about it. Maybe you're talking to some of the Minnesota media. You're not talking this show. And to act like almost all of these national stories, by the way, Dave, are filled, whether it's the Times, the Post, are filled with reporting from local reporting here. So here is my text. Here's my tweet. Excuse me. You are a Democrat in this state. Do you still want Tim Walz to run for re-election? If so, why? If you are a Republican and you don't win next year, what does it say about your candidate slash party? All of this after the staggering numbers in fraud announced today by Joe Thompson. Let's start with the Democrats. Tim Walz won decisively in his first two elections, decisively beat Jeff Johnson and Scott Jensen. Neither race was close, right? Last one he won by 7. And this is still clearly more of a left-leaning statewide election state. Obviously, we have a huge split across the country. Way more greater Minnesota leans right than leans left. We don't vote for land. We vote with people. And this city and the Twin Cities and the metro area is, 70-30 Democrats, right? And it's hard for Republicans to overcome that. So we'll get to the Republicans in a second. But Democrats, if they're objective, can they really say after this where now Joe Thompson, who's fantastic at what he does, just like Luger, and I hope Dan Rosen will be too, just way too soon. I don't really think Dan Rosen's done anything so far, right, other than getting up to speed. By the way, Andy Luger on this show said he knows Dan Rosen, thinks very highly of him. So I hope he's brilliant too. But if you're a Democrat right now, and as an example, the person I use a lot, I don't even really – Steve Simon, I think I've talked to a couple times in my life. And we'd have him on more, but Jordana wants him on like 4 times a week. So you hear him a lot. So you're really telling me that right now you have a better chance to win with Tim Walz than Steve Simon? And you can feel like, as a Democrat, you can feel like it's unfair. There's too much blame on Walz. Why aren't the Republicans? Why isn't the legislature taking more heat? You can feel that way. But when you're the governor for 8 years, and we're now saying from 2018 on, and he didn't assume office till January of 2019, but we're saying from 2018 on, $18 billion. build back the state programs, these 14 state programs, including $3.5 billion billed last year. And when Joe Thompson is asked, when he talks about significant fraud within these programs, and he says half or more, how does a governor completely escape from responsibility? He doesn't. And he shouldn't. And no one is saying, no matter the governor of any state of any size, Dave, that, you know what, the bar should be $1. If there's $1 fraud, it's, as we like to say, it's a gots to go situation. We're not talking $1. And we're talking examples of a system that was wide open and of warning signs and of the fact that you had the opportunity to button these up and you didn't, or you had the opportunity to look at this when, because of COVID, a crazy amount of money was funneled to these state programs, right, Dave? Just a crazy amount. And so there was going to be an attempt all across the country to lie to get that money.
Of course.
By just awful individuals. I mean, think about what we're doing here. We're going after autism money, paying people to lie about their kids, feeding our future, taking advantage of money to feed kids who aren't getting the food they normally get because they're not going to school. Housing stabilization, where we're trying to help people out. Place, the one he talked about a lot today, where finding places for individuals with various levels of disabilities to find apartments and to give them daily assistance. No, really wasn't helping on a daily basis. In fact, was charging them money to stay in the apartments and condos. These are awful individuals. So there was going to be an attempt, but we're supposed to accept that it was. What number is acceptable? Because I'll tell you what, it's not. $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion, $4 billion, $5 billion, $6 billion, $7 billion, $8 billion, $9 million. He's not done, by the way. They're continuing to investigate. Are we going to get another Joe Thompson press conference, what, in 2 months? We're up to more. So react to that. Then if you're Republican, and you haven't won since Pawlenty in 06, a couple of those races have been close. Other races, you've run people who had no chance. No chance. But you listen to your far right, who trotted out conspiracies and trotted out stuff for the, you know, 400 people who will show up, I don't know, in Brainerd, Rochester, St. Paul, whatever, on a Saturday and endorse them. And then they'll talk about furries or say things on abortion that the state doesn't want to hear. So run people who don't have a chance to win. If you run next year another candidate against, if Walz stays, and I've been saying for a month, will Walz stay? My gut tells me yes, but I'll be very curious if, like, if this keeps going, because this isn't a drop today. This is a raging ocean coming at you of fraud. So will there be pressure on Walz to run? Will somebody like Simon say, I'm sorry, Tim, I like you, but I'm going to run. I got a guy who's a regular on this show who's going to be on in a couple weeks. Dean, step into the damn race. He should. But if the Republicans can't win this time, what would it say about the party and the candidate? Right? I mean, my friend Limo, there's all sorts of rumors about Tafoya and the Senate seat. And I don't know. I don't know. She's certainly giving some indications. In the end, if she decided, I don't know. But would she jump? I mean, do we need another candidate for the Republicans?
Governor, I think we're good. Senate, we could use one.
Yeah, because Rice White has no chance. And no chance. Zero, zero, zero. All the guy does is offer insults up on Twitter, right? So Scott Jensen doesn't have a chance to win. Mike Lindell doesn't have a chance to win. Some of them folks who are fairly anonymous right now probably don't have a chance to win. But Damoth, yeah. Chris Maddle, I'm very intrigued about Maddle. I am very curious, especially with fraud as this enormous story, to have a very smart attorney who has taken on levels of fraud with crime and specific fraud. The fact that he's not a politician, the fact that he has donated to Democrats before, the fact that he's absolutely Republican, but that he's not going to be positioned in the far right. Now, how is he going to play? What kind of money can he raise? I'm very intrigued by him. Kendall Qualls, I thought the two races he ran, eh.
Perennial candidate.
Perennial candidate. Stop with the outsider. If you're running your third, if you're running the third straight election cycle, you're not an outsider. And then, of course, what do you just want to say about these numbers? Because they're gross. They're awful. They're indefensible. And the governor today not coming out again, but just putting out a statement, really? Stand up there, 45 minutes, and I know they feel like they've answered this over and over again. Guess what? You know how many politicians have had to answer questions on the same topic when it becomes like an anvil around their neck? All of them do.
And the anvil got heavier today.
Anvil got a lot heavier, about 9 to 10 billion heavier today. And, you know, he takes responsibility for, you know, for bringing those folks to trial. And sure, state agencies and state attorneys have provided information to Lugar, Thompson, and now Rosen, right? But that isn't going to play with the centrists. It's just not. The hardcore Democrats are going to vote for any Democrat who's leading the ticket. But you're telling me the 10 to 12% of centrists who are going to play an enormous part of this race, if the Republicans run somebody who has a chance, they're going to say when Tim Walz is saying, hey, we actually should get credit for helping out the U.S. Attorney's Office on this? Here's my response. Hell no. That's not gonna help, right?
No, of course not.
Not even close.
No.
Okay, what do you want to say? Todd's already on hold. Let's get a bunch of texts and a bunch of phone calls on, do you want Walls? Do you still want Walls? Republicans in the race and just this money today when people are coming in from Philly. Why? Because it's such easy money. Let's come here and just get it. We're going to get back. And, again, half of this $18 billion. Significant fraud. And when Thompson's asked, what's significant? Half or more. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
On the fraud topic and the multiple issues we raised, let's go right to the calls. Todd, thanks for your patience. You're on WCCO, sir.
Thanks for taking my call, Chad.
Thank you.
I want to say in ahead of time that I am not a Democrat or a Republican. In fact, I think I can back that up by telling you that I voted for Jesse Ventura when he ran for governor because I thought he was the best candidate of the three at the time. I haven't voted for a Republican in many years. I've more often voted for Democrats, but I certainly would consider myself an independent. So I may not take this the direction that you would like it to go. I'm very upset with the fraud. There is no excuse for it. I really think not only should the present governor not run again, there might be consideration for him to step down. But
yeah.
I ask for no hypocrisy on this. And by that, I mean Donald Trump himself has been convicted of fraud. He has pardoned people for fraud, including the largest fraudster for Medicare in the state of Florida. His last name was S. Formes.
Yep.
Was pardoned by Trump for over $1 billion fraud.
Correct.
He pardoned Trevor Milton, the Nikola truck manufacturer, for fraud. He pardons the guy called CZ,
yep,
the cryptocurrency Beyonce, for fraud.
Yeah, and that
fraud,
can I just jump
really
in?
A problem.
Let me jump in on that one. On that guy, he pardoned him, has told us repeatedly, doesn't even know he is, but he does because he's now funneling his crypto where he and the family have made billions. So you're right. Can I just jump in? I'll give you a chance. For the folks who are blistering Tim Walz, and he's earned plenty of it, don't stick your head in the sand by what is happening with Donald Trump. I say this all the time because we're very similar. Now, I have voted for Republicans recently, not MAGA. I'm out on MAGA, okay? That's not happened. Just look at the far left. I'm out on that. But it's not difficult, even if you're a Democrat or Republican, to see somebody within your party and say, that's just uncalled for. That's not right. I'm done with that particular issue, but still believe in the principles. But we're so polarized so much right now, Todd, that people won't do it, and it's wrong.
Well, my biggest concern most recently is you just had a debate for the, I think at the present time, it's 12 people seeking the governorship of Minnesota on the Republican side, and every one of them wants Trump's endorsement. And they're asking for the endorsement of someone who he himself has committed fraud. There's no case for Tim Walz committing fraud. Yes, under his watch, fraud was committed. But that's a big difference from someone who he himself has been convicted of fraud. And those 12 candidates want his endorsement? You can't ask for more hypocrisy than that.
Okay, last thing, though. You would acknowledge they can't win in this state. If they don't get his endorsement, okay, in some level, but also separate in some way from him. They have to do both. You're not going to, I don't think you're going to win the primary. I wouldn't want any endorsement from the guy. I think he has no moral character at all, but I think they have to do it. Todd, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I wish more would stand up to the guy. I wish. And by the way, none of that from what Todd just said takes Tim Walz off the hook. Zero. Ron, you're next.
I'm here, too. I agree with everything Todd said. I also think Trump has got such a bad reputation that he's going to drag down whoever he brings in with his poll numbers that you look at.
Yep.
And also him giving billions of dollars to billionaires.
We got to jump in. I wish we could hear more, but the phone's breaking up. That is a point that I'm sure the Walz folks, Dave, remember all the time. Midterm elections are almost always, let's be honest, a bloodbath for the party that has the presidency.
Mm-hmm. Historically.
This guy's approval numbers of late, Trump, because he's on the screen right now.
38% is the latest.
They're terrible. And he's dropped 30 points with the economy, and this is not a Trump state. So there are plenty of Democrats who are loyal to Walz who say, yeah, we're getting blistered right now. But we have a left-leaning state, which the state has, and it's going to be a midterm. So not as many Republicans might be as excited as they normally are. The Walz and the fraud factor might throw that out the water, though, just because this is so big. Let's get to a bunch of texts, and then we'll get to Jason. This isn't about Minnesota and Governor Walz. This is about Minnesota and Governor Walz. Trump is not running for governor. even though Walls is running against Trump. You can talk about both. You can do both and say this is an enormous issue in Minnesota, and Walls is eminently in the position because of his position for so long that he deserves criticism. But if you then stick your head in the sand about Trump, and then it happens with him, then you're not just consistent. You just aren't. More tax. The amount of fraud is sickening. People don't get help, and taxpayers get royally screwed. Chad, Centerstill, still supporting Walls. Republicans have only run wet noodles last few election. Let's see what happens next. Chad, kind words on the show. Thank you. From the day Walls announced he was running as VP, I wonder how big the fraud was that he was running from. Let's see. If us Republicans pick a Fruit Loop candidate like Michael Lindell Jenskin, we deserve to lose. I'll be voting for Lisa. Yeah, Damuth could be a very intriguing candidate. More text. As moderate voters voted Democrat and Republican, I would have voted for Damuth or Maddle. I would not vote for Walls again. Listen, remember the day when Walls announced the amount of texts we got from Democrats and centrists then who said, including some saying, you know, I like him, but don't run again? Where's that number at now? It's huge. Stop talking about how Walls has anything to do with fraud. Walls has been an amazing governor, Texas says. Start talking about what we do about the fascism, the Republicans, and MAGA are empowering to destroy our country. Oh, yeah, that's right. We never talk about that on the show. Never. We just praise Donald Trump all the time. More text. Walls need to resign or at least not run for election. Peggy can take over, although probably would help her get the Senate seat. Well, those two aren't exactly the best of pals. I think that's been established. Now, I see no scenario where he steps down. Do you?
No.
How about, okay, 0 to 10, how convinced are you he's going to be the Democrats' candidate for governor when the election takes place next November 4th, 5th, 6th, whatever it is?
8.7.
I'm down to a 7. Not as convinced, because you might just get more and more and more of this. And you might finally get a prominent Democrat to say, I'm running against him.
And I'm not sure that matters.
Yeah, how many Democrats would it matter? I hope somebody steps forward. I really do. We're late again. Jason's next. And let's just say it right now. Today, Jason DeRussia, you're in the seat. Make Jason laugh. If you make Jason DeRussia laugh, you get John Mulaney tickets. Sunday, January 11th, at the Armory. Seats on the floor for a man who's right now, would almost everybody say, one of the 4 or 5 best comedians on the planet?
He's as hot as anybody else.
He is, absolutely. And we'll both be there. That, I'm sure that just makes it even more exciting.
You'll hear us laughing, too.
Ha, 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 ha. No, I think he's brilliant. You have a chance. 1 minute, tell a story and joke and make Jason laugh. I'm willing to delegate. I'm a giver. Can you make Jason laugh? If you do, you get a pair of tickets to see John Mulaney. Call in right now. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.